When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Today is Free Ride Friday, guys, so make sure you hang on to the end of the episode. Every Friday, we give away a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. That's over 180 video lessons, guys, to get you started so you can learn how to do business, how to build your own. And every Friday, we give away a lifetime membership to anyone who's left us an iTunes rating and review on the $100 MBA show. It's our way to say thank you for showing your love for the show and supporting us. So at the end of today's episode, I'll be doing a random draw to see who won this week's free ride. Take 2 minutes after today's episode and give us a review, and you can win next week. All right, guys, let's jump into today's episode. Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that gives you what you need, but doesn't take an hour to do so. We get straight to the point every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's lesson, you will learn, is your business what it should be? Are you settling in your business? Are you creating something right now, or you've created something already that you're just simply not happy with? It's not what you need it to be. How do you handle that? Do you start from scratch? Do you improve? What's the game plan? How do you know if you're on the right path? How do you know that you're actually doing the right thing and serving your audience the right way? In other words, are you working on the right thing? Are you working on something that's worth your while? We get into all these details in today's episode, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. Guys, we know how important our websites are when it comes to our business. That's why you gotta go with the experts, and that's HostGator. With their 24/7 live support via chat, phone, or email, you can get help for your website any time of day, any day of the week. And best of all, they're giving every listener of the $100 MBA 25% off web hosting. Just use promo code OMARHOOKUP at checkout. Go to HostGator.com and use promo code OMARHOOKUP. I need to preface today's lesson with a few things. First thing is, when you're starting to plan your business, you obviously have to start with version one. So your perfect world or your perfect business is not going to be what it is at the start. You got to work in phases. You got to work in steps. Obviously, you got to have a minimal viable product so you could see if this idea, the concept, is viable, and then you can build upon it. So you go from version one to version two to version three. And often you exceed, you go beyond what you actually initially thought your business should look like. Now, along that process, sometimes, especially when things start to get profitable, you're making money, and your customer base is growing, we get complacent, we get comfortable, and we stop innovating. We stop coming out with newer versions of our product or service. We stop improving, and we never actually get to that version 10 or whatever version we had in our mind at the start. Sometimes our business ideas or products derail. We take on every little piece of feedback with no filter. We listen to every single thing we hear from our customers and not realize or recognize if it's a part of our vision, if it's part of what we want to do with the business, if it's part of what you're trying to accomplish with your solution. And what happens is your business starts to change. It starts to become something that it isn't supposed to be. If you're in that place right now, trust me, I've been there and I'm going through that right now, actually. You know, I'm constantly realigning our business when it comes to Webinar Ninja, our software. I'm constantly trying to improve it, looking at what the next version is going to look like and trying to simplify, but at the same time, make it better. But the most important thing here is recognizing when your business is not what it should be. I'm going to give you a few signs and then some advice on how to realign yourself. Sign number one is when you can't 100% confidently say you're the best solution for the problem you solve. Let's say, for example, I have a yoga studio in San Diego. Now, San Diego is a huge market when it comes to health and fitness, but it's not a huge population. It's not like New York or even LA. So this is a good example. But let's say, for example, my studio's mission is to be the best low-impact yoga for those who are above 50. That's my mission. That's my target goal. My students are usually above 50. I have a few that are younger, but I specialize in low-impact yoga for those who are 50 plus. If along the way, along my journey, I don't have the right instructors, if I don't have the right environment, if I'm not attracting the right students because the students in the class influence the environment, I can't confidently say that, hey, I am the best solution for those who are above 50 when they want to look at a place to do yoga. I might have competitors, and I know that they're actually better. I've been there. So that's a huge sign when you know that you have other people that are doing it better than you, and you're not the best solution out there. It's not what your business needs to be. I'm not saying that you can't be profitable or you can't have a business with competitors. Of course you have competitors. But the point here is that you can't confidently promote your business because you're just not the best. It's very hard to be transparent. It's hard to be genuine when you know your solution isn't the best solution. Another sign is you're getting a lot of negative feedback from your customers. Now, I'm not saying any negative feedback is bad. You're going to get people that are going to just complain because they love complaining. And unfortunately, those who love your business or love your product or service, they're often not as loud. They're not as outgoing with their comments. But if you're getting negative feedback, complaints, people that are disgruntled on a regular basis, you need to kind of look at what's going on. And this can be really frustrating for a lot of businesses because they say, hey, I do everything you say. I implement all your feedback and I change things around for you. It's great to take on feedback. It's awesome to listen to your customers. But what you do with that feedback is your responsibility as the leader of that business, as the person that shapes the environment of that business, of that product, of that offering. You're not going to be for everybody. In fact, you shouldn't be for everybody. So you really should just focus on being very good for a very specific type or group of people. So take on feedback, but implement the changes that are in line with what you're trying to be as a business. The last sign is you're just not excited about your business. You don't look forward to going to work. You're not looking forward to building and growing and expanding, talking about your business, marketing. It just does not excite you anymore. It's probably because you're not as proud as you used to be, and your business is just simply not what it should be. So how do we move forward? We know the signs now. We've recognized maybe we're not what we should be. The business should change. The business should improve. Where do you go from here? A very simple thing to do, which actually comes very naturally, is just to list down the things you can't stand about your business, the things that annoy you. If you can fix these things, if these things did not exist, you would be elated. You'd be super happy. List these things down. Often just by listing these things down, you realize, wow, these are not huge fixes. They're not things that are so hard to change. And you can actually have a game plan. You could say, okay, this week I'm going to work on this, and the next week I'll work on that. The other thing that you should consider doing is bringing aboard somebody that really can shake things up. They can add a new life to your business. This could be a partner. It could be an employee. It could be a manager. But the point here is that you might need some new blood, somebody who can excite you again, excite the business, and add some really good innovative things to your product or service. This might be one of the best investments you do to turn around your business and take it to the next level. Now, this might be even easier than you think, and it could even be somebody who's just consulting or being an advisor. Take a look at some businesses that you really admire, some products you really admire, and reach out to the founders and say, hey, I'm in this situation. This is where I am. I would love for your advice. I'd be willing to hire you as a consultant, or we could do some profit share. What can you help me with? The next piece of advice I have is actually something that I like to use a lot, and it really, really helps me shake things up in my business and improve it. And that's look at other industries. Look at other industries that are doing things well and see if you can use some of their practices in your industry. For example, a great marketing technique for live events is having the ability to bring a friend for free. So if I'm having a live event, I could say, hey, if you buy a ticket, you can bring a friend for free with you, or that could be your spouse or anybody else. But what if you have a restaurant? Can you use that technique? Of course you can. It may just spruce up your business a little bit. If you serve Sunday brunch, say all moms are free. So if I took my mom out for brunch, she would get a free meal. It's a little bit different. It's a little bit innovative. Some restaurants, they do kids free, but that's kind of played out. And the interesting thing is that your mom will love you for taking her out for brunch. It'll be a special moment, a great memory. It might be even a ritual or a tradition. Use other industries' best practices in your industry, and you'll find that you're changing the rules. You're being innovative in your own industry, and you're going to be utilizing on people sleeping on some really great techniques. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, HostGator. Guys, when it comes to your website, having an all-in-one solution really helps you have a lot less headaches. That's why we choose HostGator. We use HostGator for the $100 MBA and Webinar Ninja. Not only do they help us with our web hosting, they can help us with our web design, our marketing, registering domain names, securing SSL certificates so we can have secure checkouts on our site. And their support is awesome, 24/7 live support via phone, chat, and email. They're hooking up every listener of the $100 MBA show with 25% off. So just go to HostGator.com and use promo code OmarHookup. Again, that's HostGator.com, promo code OmarHookup. Guys, to wrap up today's lesson, if you're unhappy with what your business has become or where it is right now, doing the same thing is not going to change it. You got to change things up. You got to do different things. You got to take different action. All successful businesses that have pivoted and changed and reinvented themselves go through this process. Even artists and musicians, they reinvent themselves every time they release a new album because they realize they got to bring more to the table. They got to stay competitive. And if they get complacent, they get old and they become irrelevant. The same goes for business. So keep that in mind, guys. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. But today's episode is not over. I got to give away a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community because it's Free Ride Friday, guys. Let's see who won this week's free ride. And the winner is Dennis S. Dennis S. says, owner and coach of Vintage CrossFit, 5 stars. Thank you for the great podcast. I listen to the episodes while driving to the gym. I do it in the morning and it gets my mind focused on business improvement. When an episode is especially relevant, I listen to it a second time. While taking notes, then I brainstorm how to apply the advice to my business. Thank you, Dennis, for that awesome review, and welcome. Welcome to the $100 MBA Training and Community. Your mission is to email us at contact@100mba.net so we can hook you up with the lifetime membership to the $100 MBA. Guys, we do this every single Friday, and all you got to do is leave us an iTunes rating and review so you can enter our weekly random draw. Just click on the cover art on your iPhone, and you'll see a link that says give us a rating and review. If you're on your computer or any other phone, just go to 100mba.net/show. On the bottom, all the instructions are right there. Thank you so much in advance for that. All right, guys, before I leave you, I want to leave you with this. It's true when people say that running a business or being an entrepreneur is an emotional roller coaster. It is. You're going up and down all the time. The way you feel about your business, the way you feel about yourself as an entrepreneur changes almost from day to day. And that's the real challenge. I really think that the challenge of an entrepreneur is more emotional than anything else because you got to stay the course. You got to stay focused. You got to sometimes ignore those down feelings and take action and change things around. Business and successful entrepreneurs, they're not about being fearless. They're about moving forward regardless of how they feel. Understand that taking action is really the key. Even when that action can be a mistake, they learn from it. They turn around. But the point here is that they're making progress. They're doing something. They're not just sitting around hoping that things work out. All right, guys, I hope that helps, and I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode, Q&A Weekends. I'll see you then, guys. Take care.
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.